Let me introduce now Dr. Sangeeta Reddy, the immediate past president of FICCI and the joint MD of Apollo Hospitals Group. Thank you very much, Dr. Reddy, for joining us. Dr. GSK Velu, he's the chairman and managing director of the Trivitron Group of Companies, also the chairman of the Tamil Nadu State Council of FICCI. And we have Brigadier Dr. Arvind Lal, he's a Padma Shri, chair of the FICCI Swasth Bharat Task Force. He's also the executive chairman of Dr. Lal, Path Labs. Thank you very much. I want to start with you, Dr. Reddy. You know, we've been discussing solutions here, what we can do to ramp up vaccines, because this is going to be the biggest solution. The most efficient way to be able to crush a third wave, which is potentially, as some experts say, not the government, for want of studies, is going to impact children too, right? We see an alarming increase in the number of cases infecting children in Maharashtra. As far as our vaccine strategy is concerned, Dr. Reddy, what do you propose or what do you think needs to be done as we go along and quickly?
So, Sanket, first, good evening, and thank you for having us on this show. It is truly of national importance that we get the entire country vaccinated. And towards this, I think everybody is working towards the same direction. I believe there is a consensus on what needs to be done, which includes, number one, ramp up the number of vaccines available. And I'm happy to say that from what we're hearing now, my expectation is by August, we will see a significant larger availability of vaccines from multiple sources. Whether this is the fact that Covaxin has ramped up capacity, Covishield has ramped up capacity, and also that Sputnik has five other companies that are licensed and their new production comes into bear. However, the fact is that we need to do so much more, and at the current capacity, our projections with everything that's been spoken about so far, we believe that about 70% of the population that is older than 45 years of age, but only 23 to 30% of the population, which is older than 18 years of age, would have been covered by August. And this is still a significant achievement, and there's a lot to be done to get there. However, we cannot take our eyes off the ball. We need to keep working further. And I think the simple target is to move up first to the capacity that we had earlier, which is vaccinating about 45 lakh people per day, and then as quickly as possible. And this is a supply issue, this is a logistics, and this is a number of vaccinators and number of locations giving vaccines. But we need to take that up to 90 lakhs per day. And if we can get there, then we keep moving till we have reached that magic number. And hopefully by December, we project that the entire country, if we all work on this together, by December, the country should be safe. This is indeed the pure vaccination strategy. In the middle of this, we also need to stay vigilant about the third wave. But I think you're going to come to that later. So let me stop for now with these numbers on the vaccination hope and the vaccination plan.
Absolutely. Dr. Velu, you know, that point that Dr. Reddy was mentioning on preparing for a third wave, one effective way, of course, is vaccination. So I would like your comments on that. But apart from that, you know, what can be our learnings from our experience in, you know, or failings as far as handling the second wave is concerned?
Thank you, Sanket. Thanks for having me on the show. And mainly what we are looking for is, you know, we have learned a lot. In this first wave, I think we took, you know, we were not very careful about what we learned from the first wave. Particularly, see, we did a lot of healthcare facilities, even temporary facilities, and all was removed. We thought we already conquered the COVID, and we started celebrating. I don't think it's just the government which is responsible. We as citizens also, we let our guard down. So we should first keep the guard going on. Then second is, I think we should not look at it as any response to COVID. For example, as a country, we are not spending enough on healthcare. And we don't have enough ICU facilities. We don't have enough oxygen plants. We don't have enough, you know, ventilators. So all this has to be done as, you know, whether we have a third wave or fourth wave, we should continue to upgrade healthcare facilities. And we need to start increasing. All of us in FICCI and other organizations, we have been telling, we are spending the lowest when it comes to healthcare expenditure compared to any other know, developing countries. So we should be increasing our spending on healthcare for sure. Then another important thing is we should also keep the COVID appropriate behavior until 80% of the vaccination is completed. So I don't think we should take out masking or, you know, hand hygiene or social distancing. We should avoid large gatherings. You know, that is one of the big reasons for what we are facing today, and that should not be allowed for some time for sure. Then definitely we also have medical professionals. We, as I know, in the healthcare, we saw that there is still shortage of doctors, shortage of nurses, shortage of medical professionals. We have to start working on it. Government should do some quick recruitment. I think the frontline workers are lacking. I think both in private healthcare, we are running short of them. And government is also running short of them.
Very interesting.
So we need to start recruiting people fast. So these are all the things which we need to do. Vaccination, we know we vaccinate more. It is going to be best for the country. We can learn it from other countries like US today. They have come out of this by going for rampant vaccination. So that's important. But apart from that, I think we should overall upgrade the healthcare infrastructure in this country. And it has been a wake-up call for all of us. We cannot talk about economical growth without having healthcare sufficiency.
I think that's a very, very important suggestion. There are a lot of people who say that, you know, the healthcare budget should be at least 6% of our GDP. I don't know, Dr. Velu, how much do you think it should be? Maybe you can spell it out.
Almost now 9% of GDP. So if we
and where are we right now? I think around 3%.
4%, 1.5% by government.
1.5%, yeah.
Okay. 1.5% by the government, 3% by private, maybe around 4.5%. We have to double it minimum, if not more. And
absolutely.
US is spending 17-18% of GDP on healthcare.
Now that's a long-term plan, but it needs to be initiated. Ideally, it should have been initiated after the first wave, but you know, these things take time. But Dr. Lal, I want to come to you now. What also needs to be ramped up is testing. We've seen that right from the very beginning, one of the big problems that we've been facing as far as handling COVID-19 is our testing mechanism. Even in the second wave, we saw that the sudden influx of flow of the number of people trying to get tested made the entire testing system collapse. Do you think that this should be an urgent priority as we continue with our inoculation drive?
Thank you, Sanket. I think you've hit the nail on the head. The whole management of COVID starts from testing, and then comes tracking, and then comes treatment. But these days, you can call it tika. Tika lagao, COVID bhagao. So testing cannot be underestimated. That is for sure. Mm. And I can guarantee you that all the governments, state governments all over India, in the first phase, did not give us that kind of encouragement to ramp up the testing as much as we could have. So right now we have learned from our mistakes. And as far as testing is concerned, I can assure you that this is the least of the things you have to bother about. There are about 2,500 NABL accredited labs which are doing PCR, RT-PCR tests, which is a gold standard. And out of these, again, you'd be happy to know that more than 60% are private labs. Mm. So we have risen to the occasion. And this time, given a little bit of encouragement, I think we will not fail. And Tika, of course, you've already talked about. And we can go on and on. You asked me
but
whatever.
But Dr. Lal, what about, you know, one is to ramp up RT-PCR, which is gold standard. But there are other tests also for COVID-19. Like for instance, I was reading there is a test called RT-LAMP. LAMP, right? Would you like to tell us whether we should be investing in new technology? Technology has a lot of solutions.
So these are slightly faster tests, but they are very, very expensive. So on a national scale, you will not be able to afford them. Hmm. So what you can do is to get a better sense of the rapid antigen tests, which when we started were only, you know, showing 30% positivity. I believe now it is up to 50%. And you should be able to, you know, have a strategy. For example, sure. The third wave is supposed to come up in the rural areas. Hmm. So you must have a rural strategy absolutely ready with you.
Well said.
And that will, all the symptomatic
people.
And
it all starts with testing.
Absolutely.
Ramping up testing in rural areas.
Hmm. Absolutely. And for every one positive, you have another five or six, you know, who are asymptomatic and who are absolutely, you know, spreading the virus to the other people.
Very well said.
So you have to take testing into account and do rapid antigen testing for those people who are symptomatic and take the RT-PCR route you know, for those people who are around that people.
Okay. Very, very quickly, I want to come back to you, Dr. Reddy, to crush the third wave. What really should be the strategy?
So I think it's a combination of multiple things. Number one is readiness. Number two is awareness. We cannot let our guard down. Number three is to catch it early. We cannot wait for it to reach 20,000 per day in the city for us to start reacting. Because by then, there are already enough people infected who are infected others and the incubation time. So keep on watching. This is critical. Enhance our genetic testing so that we continue to watch for variants. Because that is another thing which throws us off guard. Look for variants. And this cycle keeps on going. So enhance the infrastructure spend. Bring in and keep readiness of, and more availability of all supplies, manpower and testing. Keep on watching and then move in very quickly into strategies of micro-containment.
Sure.
But ultimately, I think we're all in agreement of the fact that the biggest deterrent of a third wave is vaccination. So continue to vaccinate as fast as we can.
I like it how doctors say three times. You know, this is very interesting. Thank you very much, Dr. Reddy.
It's like a mantra. It's like a mantra.
It's like a mantra. It should be the nation's mantra. Thank you very much, Dr. Velu, Dr. Lal, as well as Dr. Reddy for joining us with these solutions.